Verses 176 and 177. So do we have it? Yes, we do. So I guess we can sing. So I'll sing this verse and you can repeat after me, and then we'll sing the next verse, and then you can just repeat after me, because the time is not so much. Sobhagya tilak charu lalateyu chala. Sobhagya tilak charu lalateyu chala. Prema vaichitya ratna hriday tarala. Prema vaichitya ratna hriday tarala. The tilak of fortune is on her beautiful broad forehead. Her various loving affairs are a gem, and her heart is the locket. Madhya vayasya sakhi skandhe karanyas. Madhya vayasya sakhi skandhe karanyas. Krishna lila manovritti sakhi asha pasha. Lila manovritti sakhi asha pasha. Madhya vayasa. Madhya vayasa. Middle age. Sakhi. Of a friend. Skandhe. On the shoulder. Kara, hand. Nyasa, keeping. Krishna, of Lord Krishna. Lila, the pastimes. Mana, of the mind. Vritti, activities. Sakhi, gopis. Ashapasha, here and there. Translation, Srimati Radharani's gopi friends are her mental activities, which are concentrated on the pastimes of Sri Krishna. She keeps her hand on the shoulder of a friend who represents youth. Purport, Radharani's eight companions, Ashtasakhi, are different varieties of pleasure connected with the pastimes of Krishna. Following those pastimes of Sri Krishna are other activities, which are represented by the assistance of the gopis. Mukam karati vachalam bangam langate kirim yakipantamam mande shigurum yinatarinam. Om agana timarandasya gananjana shurakaya chakshuminitam yenatasamai shigurave namaha. So the topic for today's class is Srimati Radharani. And the main theme of this class will be how Radharani is our mother. And at the end of the class, we'll come back to that theme and show exactly how she's a mother to us and what is our relationship to Radharani as a mother. And also, we'll have a few esoteric things thrown in there. Here and there, but not much. It's just mostly we want to see how we can relate to Srimati Radharani and what is our relationship with her. So in the Adi Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a verse, Sateva Sarva Puja Paramadevata Sarapalika Sarva Jagatera Mata. So there it is said that Radharani is our mother, supreme goddess, worshipable for everyone, mother of the entire universe. So a mother sacrifices everything for the benefit of the child. So Radharani, she comes here with Lord Krishna just to try to bring us back to Krishna. And one time I was in Nepal speaking, and the question came, well, I thought Durga is our mother, because Durga is really big in Nepal. Durga and Kali. They said, but we worship Durga as our mother. So I said, yes, Durga is the mother of your body, but Radharani is the mother of you, your soul. The soul, she's the mother of us as spiritual beings, and she takes care of us. She is the original mother. So how does she nurture us? She's the mercy incarnation of Krishna. She's more merciful than Krishna, and she expands. If we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, she expands as her sakis, as manjaris, as Lakshmi Devi, as the queens. also as Lord Chaitanya, she is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and she is the Guru, is also, can be a representative of Radharani or Nityananda, according to Srila Prabhupada. So in this way, Radharani expands her mercy. Now, another question I got when I was speaking on Radhashtami in the Vrindavan Gurukul. So one of the little boys asked me the question, did Radharani go to Gurukul? And I said, no, yesterday we heard, actually, how she got her knowledge. She knows 64 arts and so many other things. In the purport to the last prayer of Shukadeva Goswami, it is explained that the nectar from the mouth of Krishna is transferred to his different consorts, and thus they learn the finer arts of music, dance, dressing, decorations, and all such things. So it was a different kind of process of knowledge for Radharani. She didn't go to Gurukul. But in the purport, Prabhupada says that the knowledge that we're getting, this Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, all this knowledge is non-different. It's the same thing that Radharani got from Krishna. It's the same thing. And devotees, actually, they don't make a distinction between the very deep philosophical discourse or philosophy and the relationship with Radharani and Krishna, that it is still the nectar from the mouth of Krishna. Radharani teaches us how to love Krishna. So therefore, of course, when Krishna came, nobody understood him. He said, surrender to me. They didn't surrender. And so he had to come again as Lord Chaitanya, and with the added mood of Srimati Radharani, so that to teach everyone how to love Krishna, how to have a relationship with Krishna. Of course, Radharani was a very special. Her birth was special. Everything about her was special. She was born blind because before she came to take her birth here, of course, she didn't take birth. She was found in a lotus flower. But before she came to earth, she said to Krishna, well, I don't want to see anyone except you first. So therefore, she was born blind. And when Krishna came to visit with his mother to Varshana, he climbed down from Yashoda's lap, went to Radharani's room and climbed into her bed and touched her eyes. And she opened her eyes and she saw Krishna, first thing. So this is Radharani. All her senses are simply fixed on Krishna. And all her desires are simply to make Krishna happy. And after, when she did her Anaprashan ceremony, taking the grains while others were talking, Radharani went and took the remnants from Krishna's plate. So that was her Anaprashan also. So in the Adilila 4th chapter again, it is said, Devi Krishna Maya Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Samohini Para. The goddess Srimati Radharani is the direct counterpart of Lord Krishna, the central figure for all goddesses of fortune, and she possesses all attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. So another theme of this class will be how Krishna is Madan Mohan, but Radharani is Madan Mohan Mohini, that she attracts even Krishna. And of course, our relationship with Radharani in that sense is described in the beginning of Nectar of Devotion, that if we perform devotional service, it is under her direction, under her protection, and we will also attract Krishna if we perform our devotional service in that way. So Krishna Mayi has two, Prabhupada gives a purport, two imports, one who always thinks of Krishna within and without, and who always remembers only Krishna wherever he goes or whatever he sees, is called Krishna Mayi. And also, she's called, her name is Radhika, because she fulfills the desires of Krishna. And the very famous verse that you just probably heard in the 30th chapter of 10th canto, Anaya Radhito Nunam Bhagavan Hari Rishra Yanno Vihaya Govinda Prito Yam Anayad Raha. That certainly this gopi has perfectly worshipped the all-powerful personality of Gaya Govinda. Since he was so pleased with her, he abandoned the rest of us and brought her to a secluded place. Now, the word in the Sanskrit, Anaya Radhito, that it's, her name is hidden, but somehow it came out in the 10th canto. Now, a very interesting thing, when I was giving a class this last year, no, it was this year, in January, in New Govardhan. I was in the 6th canto, 13th chapter, 18th verse, and it was about Lord Indra and how he had, after he killed Vritashura, he had to suffer, and then he did some horse sacrifice. But in that verse, her name is there, and someone pointed it out to me. I didn't realize it. So I'll tell you that verse in Sanskrit and see if you can find it in the Sanskrit. I thought that was quite amazing, that how her name could also come in another place in Bhagavatam. See, very hidden. Tam cha brahmarshaya pyetya hayametena bharata yatava dikshayam chakra purusha aradhanenaha. There you go, purusha aradhanena. And the meaning is what? Worshipping the Supreme Person. And that's Radharani. She's worshipping Krishna, Supreme Person. So amazing. So how many more places is her name hidden in Bhagavatam? And I was amazed, because I gave the class, I didn't notice it. Then after the class, someone raised their hand and said, you see, Radharani's name's in the verse. I said, wow. Okay. So she's there. She's there in Srimad Bhagavatam, the Queen of Bhakti. She's in Bhagavad Gita also in a hidden way, a nectar of devotion. It is revealed that in the 9th chapter, 13th verse, Mahatmanastumam Partha Daivan Prakritim Ashitaha. Devotees, they take shelter of Daiva Prakriti. And a nectar of devotion, it refers to this verse and says, that means Radharani. We take shelter of Radharani. We work under her protection. And Srila Prabhupada explains that the Mahatmas, they work under Daivi Prakriti. So therefore we chant Hare Krishna, not just Krishna alone. We chant Hare Krishna. It's very interesting. Somebody, when I was giving a class, I think it was in Nepal, they were saying, well, you know, there's a group that only chants Krishna and not Hare, and not Radharani's name. I said, well, then they won't make Radharani happy, and they won't make the devotees happy, because they want to hear about Radharani also. You won't make Krishna happy, because Krishna wants to hear about the devotees. Sorry, I made that. It's the opposite. Krishna wants to hear the devotees' name. He wants to hear Radharani's name. So if they just chant Krishna, Krishna, then Krishna won't be satisfied, because his devotee is not being glorified. And if you just chant Radhe, Radhe, then Radha won't be satisfied, because Krishna is not being glorified. So therefore, Hare Krishna, Prabhupada says, this is in a lecture, where he mentioned this Bhagavad Gita verse and how it refers to Radharani. Hara is Krishna's energy, so we first take shelter of his energy, Daivi Maya, Radharani. In Vrindavan, they chant Radha Krishna, Jaya Radhe. We take shelter of Jaya Radhe, Radharani. She'll give us intelligence in such a way we can take shelter of Krishna perfectly. So that's why Hare, because she will give us intelligence how to take shelter of Krishna. And she's in charge of devotional service. When I was pujari in Calcutta temple, many times, and Prabhupada would give a lecture, he would mention the deity worship. And one time he said, all of this deity worship is being done under the direction of Srimati Radharani. So I'm sure that goes for here also, all the temples. Radharani is in charge. She's in charge of the deity worship. So perform devotional service, it means to follow the footsteps of Radharani. We put ourselves under the care of Radharani to get perfection. This is nectar of devotion. Directly under the control of Radharani is devotional service. So this is nectar of devotion, chapter 1. Being directly under the control of internal potency of Krishna, devotional service attracts even Krishna himself. So that brings us to the point how Krishna is Madan Mohan, and Radharani is Madan Mohan Mohini. She attracts even Krishna. So there is a verse in Adi Lila again, chapter 4. Govinda Nandini Radha Govinda Mohini Govinda Sarvasya Sarva Kanta Shiramani. Radha is the one who gives pleasure to Govinda, and she is also the enchantress of Govinda. She is the be-all and end-all of Govinda and the crest jewel of all his consorts. So Srila Prabhupada, in a purport of third canto, explains how Krishna is Madan Mohan, because he defeats hundreds and thousands of cupids, hundreds and thousands. So, but he's also called Madana Daha, or enchanted by the beauty of Radharani. Now, this is a purport in third canto about the spiritual world, 15th chapter. And Prabhupada says the Lord's beauty is surpassing even the beauty of Lakshmi and Vaikuntha. So in Vaikuntha, they want to see the Lord most beautiful. Prabhupada said, but devotees in Gokul or Krishna Loka want to see Radharani more beautiful than Krishna. So we knew that as pujaris, Radharani has to be more beautiful. When we dress Radha and Krishna, Radharani has to be the one that stands out to attract everyone. And he says this in the purport. Devotees in Gokul want to see Radharani more beautiful because the Lord is Vaktavatsaya, one who wants to please his devotees. So he assumes such features so devotees like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and demigods may be pleased. But for, and so that was, this was Narayan for the Kumaras. So they saw him in that way. But we like to see Radharani more beautiful than Krishna. Now, how did he get the name Madan Mohan? Now, I live in Vrindavan, so sometimes we hear Braj stories. I heard this Braj story in a Bhagavatam class by one of our sannyasis. So here is the story. I can't give you the reference. So once Cupid came to Krishna, and he asked for the benediction, that give me the benediction, I can bewilder you or your devotees. So Krishna said, okay, come to the Rasalila. So many gopis are new. You might be able to get one of them to fall down. And many are newcomers. Surely you'll be able to bewilder one of them. So after Cupid left, Krishna started worrying. He began to have second thoughts. So he confided in Srimati Radharani and asked, I think I need your help here. I've given this benediction to Cupid. He's coming to the Rasalila. So I need your help because maybe some of those gopis might be influenced by lust. They're new, some of them. So Radharani assured Krishna, don't worry, I'll take care of it. So came the night of Rasalila. Cupid came with his arrows of sound, form, taste, touch, and smell. Krishna blew his flute, and all the young gopis arrived. And as they began the dance, Radharani expanded her Ladini Shakti and touched everyone's heart with pure bhakti, with no lust. And as she touched Cupid's heart, he became bewildered. He dropped his bow and he developed great attraction for the beauty of Krishna. So Krishna's Lila went on without disturbance. And that's how Krishna got the name, Madan Mohan, bewilderer of Cupid. Cupid got bewildered at the Rasalila and he couldn't handle it. And he also became attracted by Krishna's beauty. So this verse, it says, Radharani's gopi friends are her mental activities concentrated on the pastimes of Krishna. Her eight companions, her sakis, ashtasakhi, are different varieties of pleasure connected with the pastimes of Krishna. And then Prabhupada also mentions the manjaris. So I went ahead in this chapter. It'll take you probably a few months to get there, so no worries. And it's about the relationship of the sakis and manjaris with Radharani. But before that, I'd like to give you a quote from Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, Radharani and the gopis are on the same level, but the gopis know Radharani is a better worshiper than we are. So their only business is how to take Radharani and join her with Krishna. This is Vaikuntha understanding, not envious, oh, Krishna loves Radharani so much. Why doesn't he love me? No. They want to join Radha and Krishna. So this is confirmed in this chapter, Madhya 8, verse 207. There's an inexplicable fact about the natural inclinations of the gopis. Gopis never want to enjoy themselves with Krishna personally. The happiness of the gopis increases 10 million times when they serve to engage Shishi Radha and Krishna in their transcendental pastimes. By nature, Radharani is like a creeper of love of Godhead, and the gopis are the twigs, flowers, and leaves of that creeper. When the nectar of Krishna's pastimes is sprinkled on the creeper, the happiness derived by the twigs, flowers, and leaves is 10 million times greater than that derived by the creeper itself. So we always talk about watering the root of the tree. So the root of the tree of Madhurya Rasa is Radharani. And if you please Radharani, you water that root, then all of the creepers and leaves, which are the gopis, manjaris, then they are happy. In the purport of that verse, Prabhupada says, when water is sprinkled on the creeper, the twigs, flowers, and leaves indirectly receive all the benefits. But if you sprinkle directly on the twigs, leaves, and flowers, it's not as effective as water sprinkled on the creepers. So they're not as pleased when they directly mix with Krishna as when they serve to unite Radha and Krishna. Now, there's a very interesting verse in the sixth canto again, 19th chapter, 13th verse, about Lakshmi and how we're related to Lakshmi. So I'll talk about that first, and then we can understand more about Radharani. The verse says, Mother Lakshmi, who is here, is a reservoir of all spiritual qualities, whereas you, Narayan, manifest and enjoy all these qualities. Indeed, you're actually the enjoyer of everything. You live as the supersoul of all living entities, and the goddess of fortune is the form of their bodies, senses, and minds. Now, isn't that interesting? So our bodies, our senses, and our minds are expansions of Lakshmi, according to this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, and Narayan is living inside as the enjoyer. So that means our bodies, our senses, and our minds don't belong to us. They belong to Lakshmi or Radharani. They're expansion for Krishna's pleasure. So therefore, when we actually use them in service to Krishna, then we can actually be very happy. That's another way to understand watering the root of the tree. Of course, when we chant Hare Krishna, we're offering our senses, mind, and intelligence. And so this is our essential relationship with Radharani is through the holy name, chanting Hare Krishna, as Prabhupada mentioned. But before I talk about that, I'd like to bring your attention to one of the marks on Radharani's feet. The sacrificial altar is a mark on Radharani's lotus feet. Now, what does the sacrificial altar mean? This mark proclaims the sins of those who meditate upon her feet are burned up as if on the altar of sacrifice. So that's one meaning. Meditate on the sacrificial altar, your sins are burned up. Second, just as the universe is nourished by the brahmanas offering fire sacrifice, similarly those who offer their minds in sacrifice to her feet stimulate universal nourishment that affects all of creation. So second meaning, we meditate on the sacrificial altar and Radharani's lotus feet, then that stimulates universal nourishment. Now the third and most wonderful, the meaning I like the best, the universe is the form of Krishna, and the offering is the form of Radha. And this perfect union is indicated by the mark of a sacrificial altar. So when we unite Radha and Krishna together, how do we unite them? The universe is the form, so we take things from this world, and when we offer it to Krishna, that's Radharani. The offering is Radharani, the things are Krishna, and they combine in the holy name, actually. When we chant Hare Krishna, we're bringing Radha and Krishna together. So Radharani teaches us how to love Krishna without any motive. If you have studied the Rasa dance, you see when Krishna left the Rasa dance, the gopis went mad, and they started inquiring from the trees and creepers. That was the first level of madness. The second level of madness, they started imitating Krishna's pastimes. There were three levels of madness. And the third level of madness, they said, I am Krishna. I am Krishna. They were identifying so much with Krishna that they said, I am Krishna, in madness. And finally, what did they end up with when they were going in the forest and they found Radharani and they couldn't find Krishna? They started chanting Hare Krishna. That's according to Krishna book. Prabhupada says, then finally they just all went in the forest and they started chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So this is the method of worship of Radharani and the gopis, to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Now Srila Prabhupada, in his first lecture, I believe, on chanting the holy name, he explained the three words Hara, Krishna, and Rama are the transcendental seeds of the Maha Mantra. Chanting is a spiritual call for the Lord and his energy to give protection to the conditioned soul. It's like a genuine cry of a child for its mother. So what happens after we cry for our mother? Mother Hara, that's Radharani, helps the devotee achieve Lord Father's grace. So we chant like a child crying for its mother. Radharani picks us up. She hears our cry. She's our mother. She's the mother we're crying for. And she helps us to get the mercy of Krishna. She offers us to Krishna. And the Lord reveals himself to the devotee who chants this mantra sincerely. So when we chant Hare Krishna, when we chant Hare, then we're calling our mother, Radharani, please, please accept me, please offer me to your Krishna. And then Krishna reveals himself to us. So Prabhupada, he stressed that we should call Mother Hara. She's the first one to pick us up. And if we chant sincerely, then she will hear our cry. Now I'd like to end with a story again. Now this story I heard from Radhanath Swami. It's a story about a jackal. You probably heard, maybe some of you. There's a small lake near a temple of Lord Shiva, Rameshwar. 5,000 years ago, a jackal was drinking water from the lake. And because the jackals are not very respected, some children came. And the children were making fun of the jackal. They started laughing. They ran after. They started beating the jackal with sticks. And the jackal was crying. And they kept beating. And the jackal somehow or other found a hole and went into the hole. But then the children built a fire outside the hole. So they tried to get the jackal out. And they were yelling names in the hole. And they wanted to burn the jackal out so they could beat it more. And the jackal was crying in pain. Just at that time, Radharaya and her friends happened to be walking some distance nearby. And Radharani heard the cries, and she felt compassion, and she told her friend Lalita, "No one should be suffering like this. Go bring that jackal to me." So Lalita ran and saw the children waiting at the hole with the sticks. She chased them away. She put out the fire. She reached out in the hole and pulled out the jackal. And she brought the jackal to Radharani. And the jackal bowed down at Radharani's feet, and Radharani knelt down and petted her on the head as a female jackal and accepted her as her own eternal servant. Then she gave the jackal perfection of liberation, prema bhakti. So there's a symbol to the story. The jackal is the fallen conditioned soul in illusion, us, or who we were. Hopefully we're not in illusion anymore. But we are pure spirit, but somehow we're identifying with this jackal-like material identity, which is very embarrassing for us. And the children are, who can tell me what the children are in this story? We're the jackal, the senses, the threefold miseries beating us. Threefold miseries are beating us. So many things, our body and mind, the too much heat, too much cold, earthquakes, tsunamis, rain, drought, adibhautika, other living beings. And the whole is material existence, and the fire is the burning fire of material. Sangsara dava nalalita loka. So we're the jackal. Imagine. That's our position. And our cry is the humble calling for the mercy of Radharani. So when we chant her holy name with sincerity, she will give us her heart. So there's hope for everyone, and the simple means we can access her grace is sincere chanting of the holy name, according to Srila Prabhupada in one of his first lectures on the holy name. So that is our ultimate relationship, is that when we chant the holy name, we're crying to Radharani like a child for their mother. She picks us up, offers us to Krishna, and Krishna reveals himself to us and gives us our service. So I'll stop here. I'm on time. Any questions or comments? Yes, Raghamika.
You said that when we cry out to Krishna, or in this story, that then she will give us her heart.
Yeah, that's what I'm. Actually, that is what Radhanath Swami said. So yes, he's very. Yes, we cry for her, and she will give us her heart. Yeah. Weird? Pardon me? Can I expand on that? Well, yeah, it's a lot. But yeah, if you read this book called Lalita Madhava, then you will see what is her heart is with us, actually. Her heart is with us. And after, I mean, I don't know if you're familiar with the story, but it's like Radha and Krishna meet in New Vrindavan. There's another Vrindavan in Dwarka, and somehow they meet, and then she's Satyabhama, of course, in that Leela. And eventually, and there's some, you know, there's separation, they can't, you know, they're secretly meeting, and then finally they come together and they're going to get married. And Radharani, Krishna asks Radharani, ask for a benediction, what would you like? And Radharani said that anyone who comes to Vrindavan and worships me, let them get prema bhakti, let them get freedom, let them get liberation, let them get freedom from all their suffering. So that's her heart, actually. Her heart goes out to us. Her heart is going out to us. And she even more than Krishna, she wants us to come back and join her in the spiritual world. And that's why they say she's Lord Krishna's compassionate, merciful side. Because that is her heart. Her heart is that she's waiting for us. Just, yeah, okay, if we just cry a little bit, she hears our cry, then we've, you know, we've captured her heart. It's already there, waiting. It's amazing. Just like Krishna is super, so he's in our heart, he's waiting. Radharani is also waiting for us to come. Any other? Yes, Lakshmimoni?
Just that in the dream, like all the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, at the very end, it's Srimati Radharani that sends Gopa Kumar down to be the guru of someone she sees kind of looking for Krishna. So we can understand from that Radharani's heart also manifests in the form of Guru Tattva, you know, when she sees somebody who's sincerely looking or qualified or even remotely qualified, then she, out of the spiritual world, she said to Gopa Kumar, could you go down there and help that guy out, you know?
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Radharani sends Gopa Kumar down to be a guru. Yeah, so the guru is mercy manifestation, Srimati Radharani. Okay, another on this side? Yes, was Varuna was the one? And another one was there, I think, yes? Okay. Everybody's raising their hand.
I won't bore you with my questions, but if I have permission to make a couple of comments.
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, thank you for your wonderful, simple class. Even I could understand it a little bit. and I also am really grateful that you're speaking from your heart, and it's going right into my heart. So thank you.
Prabhupada's mercy.
And then lastly, I just want to say it's very refreshing that although, like today, you're speaking on such an esoteric topic, and it's like, but you're quoting everything from what Prabhupada said, and it's very refreshing. And
yeah, I'm trying.
And thank you very much. That's
thank
all.
You. Okay. Somebody else have a question? Yeah.
Hare Krishna. So you started with saying that Radharani is her mother.
Yes.
So for a son, why are the conjugal pastimes of his parents revealed?
Yes, they're not revealed, actually. They're not revealed until you're ready. And Prabhupada did not encourage us to go beyond our qualification to try to understand it. It's there in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna book, but if you read Krishna book, it's in such a way how Prabhupada presented it that even a child can read it. It's very chaste. It's very chaste, Prabhupada's presentation in Krishna book and in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yes, we are not encouraged to go beyond our qualification to try to understand. But if we want to understand, then we have to study Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Go through Lord Chaitanya. Go through his mind, because everything's there. I actually taught the Ras Leela in Vrindavan as part of the Bhakti Vedanta course. And the most wonderful references that I had were from Chaitanya Charitamrita, because Lord Chaitanya says exactly the same things, but then he explains it. So you need that explanation. But yeah, it's better to stay simple, and where your adhikar is, where your qualification is. Yes.
So you made the point if you want to, but the question I'm really getting at is why should a son want to? No more.
Why should someone know?
Should a son even want?
Why should someone?
Should a son?
Why should a son? Why should a son want to know about that? About the pastimes? Well, I think the reason is because a lot of people are going to other movements, and so we have to show that everything's here in our books. Of course, that's one reason. That's not exactly the answer to your question. But a real son will wait until the time comes and he's qualified to understand these things. Another important reason is that one thing we should know, it's right there in the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, that Adi, Jamadhyasya, Adi, that Adi means the Adi Ras, or the Madhurya Ras. That Krishna, he's trying to attract us to the real spiritual rasa, and has nothing to do with this mundane conjugal love. So he's trying to attract us to the real thing. The problem is that all the sons and daughters were attracted to the rasa here, the perverted rasa of conjugal love. So therefore, we must know that there is a pure conjugal rasa, and that is with Krishna in the spiritual world. So that's another reason to know. There is a verse in the 33rd chapter of 10th Canto that says, if you actually understand the Rasa-lila, you'll be freed of all lust. And so that's another reason why he should want to know, because he might want to know, well, is my, you know, what's it like in the spiritual world? So Krishna comes here to show us. Everything is there. You're not going to miss anything. You're not going to miss anything there. Nothing is lacking. And the reason why you experience it here is because it's there. The original is there. This is the reflection. And so that's another reason. What do you think, Lakshmimoni?
He said, if you're having trouble with Mr. Lust, then you should meditate on these pastimes between Radha and Krishna. So that would be the point that you just made, that ordinarily, and I remember from the very beginning, that wasn't what Srila Prabhupada so much emphasized, but because our need, our precociousness, so to speak, in a mundane sense, our precociousness causes the need to become at least aware that there's something on a higher level.
Yeah, we must become aware of it. Not that we go into the, you know, exactly what was happening, you know, like that. That we don't do. That we don't go into the details. We don't go into the details. But we have to be aware that this is what's happening in the spiritual world.
Prabhupada was extremely protective.
Very. Yes.
And I don't think anything angered him more than when we would enter into that realm beyond our adhikar.
Yes. When we try to go into the details. Try to go into the details. Varuna, you had something to say.
Just from a mundane point of view, Prabhu is asking about why would a son want to know? I'm just relating it to my parents.
Okay.
I'd like to know how they met, how their marriage was arranged.
That's interesting. Another.
I don't want to know the details of everything, but I do want to know how they met and how it was arranged, or you know. So.
Yeah, that's a good point. You want to know about how your parents met and you know how they. Yeah, that's good. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, thank you. I was thinking just because Srimati Radharani is like an affectionate mother.
Yes.
That doesn't mean our relationship with the Lord, with Radha and Krishna, is from that vantage point of son to the parents.
No, yeah, right, right.
We have our different relationship with
Well, in the material world, it's more like that. It's more like that. In the spiritual world, it's something else. But here, it's definitely appropriate. It advised us to call like a child for the mother, and Mother Hara is there. And she gives us to Krishna, actually. She helps us to come to Krishna.
So it was advised by Srila Prabhupada that we chant Hare Krishna in that mood, that Radharani is our mother. Of course, it's not that's our relationship now in this material world. When we find out our eternal relationship, then that'll change. It'll change. But now in the beginning, we have to have that on reference and that. Yeah, she wants to say, Lakshmi wants to say something. I'm going to get you exercise today.
I was just thinking about it, that actually the mandris, which are pretty mm-hmm. much in our line,
yes,
the mandris, right?
For sure.
And they're little girls.
Yeah.
I mean, they're 12, 10, 13
yes.
years old. There's
yes,
young
yes.
girls. There's a innocence
yeah.
in their reciprocation.
That's right.
With even the highest of the Adiras Leelas,
right,
there's a very, it's very clean, very innocent, and
yes.
Prabhupada encouraged that very much, even
yes.
in the drawings, even in the
yes.
paintings.
Yes.
Now we get these paintings, and the gopis look like Bollywood movie
yes.
stars, but that wasn't Prabhupada's mood.
No.
When and he had the women, the girls, looked like young girls. That
yeah.
you know, they were
yeah.
little girls, and so he always encouraged us, and
yeah.
even in the artwork,
yes.
to see through those eyes of innocence.
Yeah, that's actually I have personal experience. Pushkar is not here, but when I was the pujari in Calcutta Temple, Pushkar was there, and he came up to me and he said, "Prabhupada wants a picture of the deities." He said, "I should paint Krishna like that, very young." So that was, my vision was like 11 years old, you know, 12 years old, Krishna even, you know. So Prabhupada, he said, paint Krishna like that. So imagine then, if he's 11, what are they going to be, you know? So, yeah, yes, exactly. That was Prabhupada's mood. And it's interesting, I recently I read a verse in Bhagavatam, I can't remember where it says that the, I think it was in the sixth canto again about the Yamadutas, that they are Kishore, even in Vaikuntha, they're Kishore, they're not more than 14 years old. Everybody's really young. And I see a lot of these Radha Krishna pictures I see now in Vrindavan. The ladies look like 30 year old. And Krishna looks sometimes 17, 18, you know, but they look really old. And even in the people tell me that in the movies where they have Radha and Krishna, the ladies really, you know, they're old.
It's not even old in the chronological sense, but
yeah.
they're jaded.
Yeah.
If
yes,
you know
yes,
what I mean.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
They,
yes.
They look like vamps.
Yeah,
you know,
look lusty.
Yeah. They don't carry that.
Yeah.
That purity of that innocence.
Yeah.
You know, so I think. To me, it appears that we're mixing in, I mean, not, you know, we are, but that mundane rasa that comes from our exposure, especially in this particular time and place, material
right.
world, it taints our ability to see this lila without mixing in this other
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, 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 that's right. It's very hard. Any other questions or comments? Okay, so we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.